The Baltimore Symphony is highlighting their own players this weekend, with Vivaldi's Four Seasons taking soloists from the orchestra, also Schumann's Concertstück for four horns with the BSO horn section, and I have one of the horn players, third horn, Austin Larsen, in the studio. Welcome to WBJC. It's great to see you, Austin.
Thank you for having me here.
So, unlike Brahms, Schumann was very excited about this new valved horn when it came out and wrote this piece for it, amongst others. From a modern perspective now, and with a modern horn, how well do you think he did?
Well, that's tough to say, because the horns we play right now are so much different than the horns that were used back then. The valved horns back then were very primitive, and we have much more advanced instruments. And in the case of some of the parts, which are very, very high, some of our players are using special instruments called descant horns, and that allows them to hit higher notes with greater accuracy. So if anything, I think it would be safe to say that Schumann overshot it in terms of difficulty, given the instruments at the time. Because even with modern instruments, advanced instruments, and in our case, special instruments, it's still a tremendously difficult piece to play.
So looking at a horn section in the context of the orchestra, so we have two pairs of horns, in effect, with obviously a lot of exposure for the first horn, obviously, but then also a lot of exposure for yourself as the third horn. So how does that play out in the context of this Concertstück? How does the gradation of the playing work out as the soloists then?
Well, that's a complicated question to answer, because we are using a rearrangement of the parts to make it easier for the first player, but also to make it more interesting for the other players. And in the original part, the first horn part has everything. It's basically like a first horn concerto, and the other three are just kind of supporting. And so the version that we're using, it's still all the same notes, but the parts are sort of redistributed. So I have a lot of melodic material, particularly in the slow movement, that would have otherwise been for the first horn. So it's a very equitable solution for everybody. Phil, our first horn player, doesn't have his face fall off, and the rest of us still stay somewhat engaged and in the spotlight.
So how was the decision made as to how the horn parts would be distributed then, and who would be playing which part?
Well, I'm playing third because I play third usually. Phil's playing first because Phil plays first usually. Lisa, our second horn player, is playing fourth because fourth is the only part that really features the lower range of the horn. And out of the three of us, Phil being principal, Gabe being associate, me being third, we're all high horn players. Lisa's the only one who's like really a designated low horn player. It would be foolish to put her on any part other than the fourth part, but that was up to them. That was their decision as well, to sort of rearrange things. I just stayed on third.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to the BSO's third horn, Austin Larsen, one of the four soloists in Schumann's Concertstück for four horns. And this will be this weekend at the Meyerhof and at Strathmore. Nicholas McGeegan conducting this program, which also includes Vivaldi's Four Seasons. More is at bsomusic.org. Great to meet you, Austin. Have a great series of concerts.
Thank you. I'm looking forward to it.